Wake up. Wake up. Please, wake up. I'm getting worried about you. Oh, there you go. I was so worried that you wouldn't wake up. You were out for such a long time. I'm guessing it's because your sleeping schedule is so off right now. Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, no worries. Take a good look around now. You'll have all the time in the world to fix your sleeping schedule now. I have to say, you look pretty calm for someone who just woke up in my basement. Like, I expected you to be fidgeting or even screaming or something. Please don't tell me that you're used to this. I hope this is the first time this has happened to you. I would get really jealous if I wasn't the first person to do this to you. The act is very special for me. Or maybe there's some other reason you're so tame. I don't know. Your eyes look almost kinda glazed to me. You alright? Well, okay. You can tell me about it when you're comfortable, okay? There's no rush at all. Like I said, we have all the time in the world now. All the time in the world for just you and me and these soundproof walls. Oh, and I'm sorry to say, but, well, okay, I'm not really sorry, but I'll be keeping you all to myself, okay? Well, how could I not, when I'm so madly in love with you? I mean, I made about 1,000 alt accounts just so I could give you positive encouragement online without it seeming like it was all just coming from one person, you know? Now that's dedication, right? Well, now that I think about it, I think it probably would have been way more effective if I didn't tell you that, though. Well, too late now. I meant what I said in those comments, though. I really did, okay? So, I hope you can take them to heart. But I'm getting off track here. Where was I? I'm sure I had some sort of roadmap for what I wanted to say. Oh, right. Like I was saying, I'll be keeping you all to myself. You know what that means, right? You'll never be able to see your friends again. But that's okay, because you have me now. I'll be sharing all your hobbies and whatnot, so you don't even need friends now, okay? What's that? You don't have friends? Oh. Well, good then. Because, well, like I said, you don't need them at all. And you have me. So, yeah. Watching movies together, playing games together, or talking to each other, staying up way later than we should. I'll be fulfilling all those roles for you now. So, don't you worry about it, okay? Seriously, please don't. But anyway, now that you're here, you won't be seeing your family either. And I won't let you talk to them either. I don't want to leave any sort of trail that can help anyone track us down, okay? So, sorry to say, but Looks like they'll be missing you a little bit. No, that's not true. They would definitely miss you. You're so precious and valuable and just a wholesome little treasure. How could they not? They'd be crazier than me not to miss you. Just think about how lonely and empty your home will feel without you. It would be like a graveyard. Well, you know what? I can prove it. As much as it pains me to use my spying skills and tools on someone other than you, I'll be using them on your family. I'll give you all the recordings and audios of your family members just bawling out their eyes about how much they miss you. That way, you can see for yourself just how irreplaceable you are. And at the same time, well, I can't let you communicate with your family for the reasons that I said before, but if I spy on them for you, you can see for yourself how they're doing. You know, like check up on them. Listen to me. You have no idea how precious you really are, okay? You're my wholesome cinnamon bun. Okay, well, maybe the word wholesome doesn't sound very convincing coming from me. After all, I did intimidate one of your teachers with anonymous death threats into cutting you some slack. But still, you're my cinnamon bun. Don't give me that doubtful look. Here, look into my eyes. Yeah, look at me. And I want you to repeat after me, okay? I am a cinnamon bun. Again? Good, good. I always thought that my threats to you would be about not leaving or cheating on me. Not this. You're so wonderful. I sort of assumed that you would see it yourself. You're funny, you're cute. That's not true. You are cute. You're cuter than cute. Bunnies and kittens wish upon shooting stars that they were as cute as you. And their wish doesn't come true, obviously, because you're so tremendously cute. You know, when you see something super adorable and you just want to hug it so hard until its eyes pop out of its sockets? That's how I feel about you. Well, I'll restrain myself, though. I wouldn't want to hurt you. But, okay. How do I say this? Okay, I know that you can see it. Because you're tied to this chair and you can't really turn around, but the wall behind you is just completely covered with your pictures. I spend a small fortune on ink just to put you all over my wall. Here, I'll show you. Just let me turn you. You know what? Never mind. I'm just going to get you out of those ropes. And there we go. And you can turn around and take a look for yourself. See? I wasn't lying. And it's a big wall too, right? It takes a lot of pictures to cover. And there's not a single duplicate, I promise that. And there's not just that, but I even kiss the pictures goodnight before I go to bed. It's really one of my favorite bedtime routines. Right below, listening to the audio that I edited a few to make it sound like you were confessing to me. Well, audios. But now that you're out of those ropes, let's take advantage of the opportunity, okay? Come here, give me a hug. You really need one, and There's no shame in it, okay? No, you're not disgusting. I'm not going to be grossed out by hugging you. What are you saying? I want to hug you. My arms are wide open, so don't leave me hanging, okay? Come on, come here. Give me a hug. There we go. See? Doesn't that feel so much better? You might feel like maybe you're being a bit too clingy, but I'm the one that doesn't want to let go. Well, I suppose that we can hug forever. Unfortunately, I really would like to just hug you forever. Since you're so worth it. And don't let me hear that you're not okay. Because I paid a fortune on getting you here, and I wouldn't mess up on this. I wouldn't do that for just anyone. Only for someone as breathtakingly stunning like you. But, well, on the topic of this, I wanted to keep you here in my basement just because I love you so much. Seriously, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Anyway, I'm not so sure that imprisonment would be the best for your mental health, and God, I never thought I would actually be saying this, but just forget about all of this, okay? You can go home if you want to. Right now, all that's important is your own well-being, and if you feel that that's better achieved at home, then please, by all means, then just go home, okay? Or if you want, you can also stay here with me. Only if you want, of course. It'll be like a sleepover. Permanently. Actually, you don't even have to stay in my basement. You can go upstairs too if you want. Won't that be such a nice change of pace? And you can always talk to me too, okay? If you stay here with me, we can talk all the time so easily. And even if you go home, I have your number. Well, you might want to unblock my number first. Well, my numbers. But the point is that whenever you feel comfortable opening up to me more detail, I'm all for it, okay? Because I know that you've been feeling down lately, and of course I can tell. So I really wanted to tell you all of this. Whether you choose to stay or whether you choose to leave me, I still want you to know that you're the most precious person in the world, okay? You're so beautiful and so important for me. For me and for so many other people, I promise you that. Even if, from your perspective, sometimes it might not seem that way. That doesn't really matter because the truth is, there's so many people out there who care about you. So many people who love you. Like me. I love you so much and you already know that. But even if some people are not as brave as me to tell you this, there's always gonna be love out there for you, okay? There's always gonna be people who care about you. People who look forward to meeting you every day. and talking to you, and whose day just gets a little better by being by your side. So, don't be discouraged, okay? I know it's hard, I know it's very hard. I would be lying if I said that I don't get those thoughts myself from time to time. I mean, who doesn't really, right? It's just human to have these insecurities. But that's why you need your friends close to you and the people that you love close to you. So they can remind you every single day that you matter so much. 'Cause, baby, you are so beautiful. I know that, and coming from me, it's just, of course I would say this, right? It's not like I'm not like obsessed with you or something, but I can truly vouch for other people too. You know, I've been watching you for so long. I've been so obsessed with you that I knew everybody around you and everyone that comes in contact with you every day. I know everybody, and I know how everybody feels about you. And I can promise you with all of my heart that you have so many people who love you. I'm almost jealous of you. I don't really have that many people, but it doesn't really matter. I'm just happy to have you by my side. As I was saying, all those people, your family, your friends, even just acquaintances that you run into from time to time, everybody is so happy to have you here. Of course they are. Do you even know how funny you are? I've seen you light up a room just by walking into it and chatting with people. Of course. You are so precious, baby. And I want you to really understand this, okay? Everybody in this world has a purpose. And everybody deserves a chance at love, okay? I know you, and I know that you're going through a lot of things lately. And I'm very sorry about that. I'm sorry that I couldn't be here for you earlier. Or that it had to happen this way for me to talk to you, but I'm still glad that I could do this for you. So that you could listen to this, and you could understand everything that I'm saying to you right now. You deserve love, okay? No matter what's going on, or no matter what happened to you. I know you, and I know that you're such a good person, and you're such a beautiful person, inside and outside. So don't ever think for a second that you're not worth it, okay? Or that you don't deserve things that you're getting. You deserve everything and much more, to be honest. I would give you all the love in the world if I could. 'Cause I've seen you on those bad days where it's just so hard to even get out of bed, right? I know you have many of those, and well, everybody does, to be fair, but not everybody has someone by their side to comfort them or to give them a helping hand. And I want to make sure that through all of those days, no matter what happened or what is going on, I never want you to go through all of that alone, okay? I always, always want you to have someone, even if it's not me. I'm talking about myself so much, and I'm feeling a little selfish, but I mean this when I say it. I don't care whoever it is, as long as you're happy, as long as you're loved. If you don't want me in your life after this, I will step away as much as it would hurt. but you being happy is truly my top priority, okay? So, no matter what happens here, I will be okay. What? What did you say? You don't want me to go? I'm not going anywhere. I would never leave you alone, baby. What do you want to do? You want to stay with me? Are you sure about that? I love you so much, baby. I never thought this would be happening to me. You don't know how many times I dreamed of this. I'm not dreaming, right? You really want to stay here with me? Even if... just for a little while. You don't need to stay forever if you don't want to, but... I really don't want to lose you after this. I'm not gonna lose you. I love you so much. Maybe you make me the happiest girl in the world. What was that? You wanna date me? What? Are you joking right now? Of course I want to date you. I never thought this would happen. Of course I want to be your girlfriend. Who wouldn't? Yeah. I really am the luckiest girl in the world, aren't I? So, do you want to stay over for a little while? You do? You want to go up to my room? I don't think this basement is going to be very comfortable. Yeah, of course. Come, baby. I'll show you my bed. I'm sorry about all the posters about you. I didn't really think that we would get this far. But do you like my room? You do? Do you want to lay down on my bed? Yeah. Well, since I'm your girlfriend now, am I allowed to kiss you? Okay. You're so hot. What? No, I've never done this before, but I want to do whatever you want me to do. Get on top of you? Yeah, of course. Feels so good. Tell me, what do you want me to do, baby? I'll do all of it. Yeah. Of course you can take off my clothes. I'm all yours, okay? Just take full control of me and do whatever you want. Yeah, I promise I'll be good. I'm ready. Oh, that feels so good. Oh my god. I never knew this felt so good. Do you have experience with this? It feels like you do. Fuck. Does it feel good for you too? It does. You think I'm so cute? Baby, I love you so much. Do whatever you want to me. I'm all yours tonight, okay? Oh, fuck. It was all worth it. It was all worth it for you. I'm glad I waited all those years. I knew that I would get to do this eventually. I'm so glad I saved myself for you. Of course, baby, you can touch whatever you want. Oh, fuck, that feels so good. Yeah, keep going like that. You're so good at this. Fuck. You're so fucking hot. Fuck, you're perfect, baby.